What the fuck is up? We are here. We're live, as always, every Thursday night. We have no idea what's going to happen on this show sometimes. Check it out. We got stickers. This is a different Yeti, too, so I kind of dig it. What's up, big man Bassam? How the hell are ya? How the hell are ya, buddy? Palski. Man, let me tell ya. Clinton. What it do, son? Man, I tell ya. It's been a hell of a week. I hope everybody had a great, as always, a great weekend. A great, so far, week. Mine, it's been kind of the week. I mean, it's okay. man, I appreciate you guys coming in. Man, this is awesome. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to talk about. So tonight, right? I was like all geared up, thinking I'm going to talk about all kinds of shit. But I really decided, I think I'm just going to go with like motivation. You know what I mean? You're loving your new soap. Is it really good? I got to try that Dr. Squatch. I need to try that soap for real. But I think tonight we're going to stick with like motivation, like what it is, how do you keep it? You know what I mean? Stuff like that, man, because that sometimes that shit's just really hard to stay motivated, stay on track with what you want to do, with what you've got planned. So, you know what I mean? Does it smell good? I'm curious. I really want to know if it smells good. I think I smell sexy. I'm pretty sure you do. My guy is like, I think I smell sexy. This Dr. Squatch. I'm gonna take your word for it. I really want to try it. I really do. I've been using the I gotta change this around. I've been using the what is that? From the Duluth Trading. Man, I like their soap too. It's pretty good. So I've been tagging a few things with the stickers, just so y'all know. But I'm not going to tell you where. So anyway, man, this thing's like falling apart over here. I don't know. I need to, why is it all of a sudden now saying that I'm live? Yeah, I've been live, fool. Been live for a minute, son. So, Babrum, Gold Mass, and Pine Tar. Pine Tar? I don't know, man. That's when I lived in Georgia, we called it sap. I mean, I could be wrong. Pine Tar? That might be sap. Anyway, so we've got to stay positive. We've got to stay on the up and up. You know what I mean, you guys? We definitely have to stay positive. You know, despite of all the shit that's been happening, because we're going to go back to that like probably next week with everything that's happening, considering next week is after the deadline. And I kind of want to see where we're at. Let me double check that right quick. Absolutely. Because next week is the second. But we got to stay motivated. We got to stay focused on what our goals are. You know what I mean? You have to stay focused. You have to stay on that path, whatever path that you're choosing to do. Oh, man, I don't know if this is too close. Whatever path that you're choosing, you know, like I enjoy doing this podcast. I really do. I always have. I miss doing sometimes the TikTok lives. I'm trying to build up the other account. That way I can maybe go back live on TikTok and help promote the show and just interact with people. And maybe try to get them go back and forth. I'm pretty shocked, to be honest with you, that my TikTok has jumped up in numbers. I'm like at 12,100 now. And I'm like, what? What? That's crazy. Anyway, but you know, that's neither here nor there. But I was pretty pumped about that. punch in this code. So basically, like, what is motivation to y'all? You know, I mean, what is motivation? Motivation is, you know, how much do you want to do your goal? You know, what will you gain from that goal? You know what I mean? And your personal expectations of the goal. Like, what do you want to achieve? What's driving you, basically? Like, when you wake up in the morning, what is driving you? What is motivating you to go, you know what? I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday or 3 days ago or whatever. Like, what is driving you? What is motivating you? What is your goal? What is your expectation of yourself? You know, and you know what I mean? Like, what is that? So there's some things to think about, you know what I mean? Like, I have goals. I have like a long-term goal. I have short-term goals. I try to set myself a short-term goal and try to keep focused. Once I knock out that goal, I go after another goal. Once I knock out that goal, I go after another goal. Once I hit that one, I go after another one. You know, it doesn't matter. It's like, So you've climbed a mountain, right? You've trained your 3, 4, 5 years climbing a mountain. You climb this mountain and guess what? So you climbed it. Are you done? You're done? I mean, is that it? No. You climb another fucking mountain, right? Questions are like, why is motivation important? Motivation is definitely important. It provides you with goals you can work towards. It helps you solve problems. It helps you change your old habits. See, with that one right there, I believe a lot of us become complacent. We get really stuck in what we're used to with what we're doing on day-to-day life. And you just get really complacent, really set in your ways. And you just kind of, you're not happy, but you're okay. Because you don't want that extra change. But we have to. You have to keep moving. You have to keep motivated. You have to keep changing, because if you don't change, it's done. And what it is important because it helps you cope with challenges and opportunities. Okay. So absolutely. So stay focused. Everything, even though I know everything that everybody wants to talk about, you know, and the show, the Afghanistan and all this stuff, stay focused, focus on you and keep building you, keep building who you are as a person. And you need people, like very good, strong, positive people around you to help you achieve those goals. You don't need people that are going to keep you down. You don't need people that are going to go, oh, you're never going to make it. That's a hater. That's a toxic person. And you step on them on the way up. You can't climb, speaking of going up, you can't climb the ladder of success, right? Without reaching. You have to reach. You have to reach. So you constantly have to keep reaching. And, you know, I actually like haters because, I mean, that's your motivation, because you really want to prove these people wrong. That's what I believe. I believe you, and you won't delete anybody, or you won't whatever, you know what I mean? You'll stop talking to them. And you'll stop being who you were towards them because you realize who they were. But you know what? You don't kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't hustle in silence, right? You hustle in silence. You reach your goals in silence. Continuously change, continuously move up, continuously be motivated. You have to, period. Don't give a fuck. And who cares what everybody says about you? I damn sure don't. That's damn sure. Now I know when you were younger, man, you're worried about what everybody thought about you. You're worried, oh my gosh, I'm not wearing the brand of shoes that, you know, oh man, I'm not cool. or the pants. Oh man, I'm not cool. Or the haircut. Oh man, I wonder what, you know, John John or Bill Bill is thinking, you know, whatever. Or Susie Q over here. I wonder if she thinks this haircut looks good. Man, you get to a point in your life where you just don't give a shit what people think about you, because you're just going to continuously do what you want to do. And that's good and bad. So the good part is that you don't care what people think about you. But on the flip side of it, if you're with somebody, your partner, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend, you know, whatever it takes, you still have to be presentable towards that person too. You still have to be, shut up, junk. Stupid. I'm going to get you on this show one day. I am beautiful. I'm a beautiful, beautiful person, junk, just so you know. But you have to go on dates. You have to constantly tell these people, you know, how much you care about them and how much they care about you. And I mean, you just have to keep that level of intimacy and everything else with each other. You know what I mean? So, and that's changing. Get out of the same old fucking cut. Blah, 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 blah. You have to get out of that, because that's just going to destroy you in the long run. Man, I go into so many people's houses and some of these people, it's like they don't go in the living room anymore. You know, there's only one person in the house. Everybody else passed away. And they stay in their rooms. And when they stay in their rooms, it's like, to me, how I perceive it, it's like they're just waiting to die. They're not, there's nothing left. You know, and that hurts me. I don't like seeing that. So, but anyway, there's the ADD kicking in. I should probably start taking some Adderall or Ritalin or whatever the hell that shit is. So anyway, back to the motivation. No, junk. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle this majestic beard or this awesome skin tone, you know, this flawless skin despite the red nose all the time. No, sorry, bud. I can't. Maybe some of these customers should probably do that, but I can't. But you know, like you, right? You started a business, right? Mr. Junk, Junkersfield, you started a business and you stayed motivated. You stayed pushing yourself to the next extreme. You're like, you know what? I'm going to change this to the next one. I mean, you might be doing it slower because, I mean, you're probably smoking a lot of pot now. So you're probably going a lot slower, where like the average person, if they didn't, I mean, you know, they probably already have it done. So. But as an entrepreneur, you know, and kudos being entrepreneurs. I was an entrepreneur. I still have that entrepreneur mindset. You never stop growing. You continuously go, you know what? I'm going to change this. You know what? I think I'm going to try this. And you try it. You try these different things and these different avenues and these different things because you want to know why. You're changing it. You're trying to change the game because you want to succeed. So you have to change. And junk knows, because if you don't change, you don't adapt, and you die. That's how it is. Pinky in the brain. Absolutely. But I'm saying, you know, everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. You have to stay motivated. You can't just sit back and be idle, because then to me, you're just a fucking piece of mold. Everybody hates mold. I mean, other than blue cheese. Other than that, I don't know what else is good with mold. I think it's just blue cheese. Isn't blue cheese mold? No, I like blue cheese crumble. I mean, if I'm going to eat mold, then that's the only mold that I'm going to eat. But, you know, and if you have a project, you know, I've said it on another episode. If you have a project, man, do it. Knock out that project. Do that project. you know, and just keep digging at that project. And whatever makes you happy, but you're building on it. You're staying motivated on it. If you want to go to the gym, you have to stay motivated. You have to continuously grow and achieve your inner self. Because, man, I'm telling you, once you hit a goal, you have to set another goal. You can't, like I said, you can't be complacent. You can't just sit idle, man. It's just, now me, I need to go hit the gym a little bit more often because, I mean, I'm just supposed to. My blood pressure tells me I have to. Man, Oh my God, I really want to touch on some subjects. Oh my gosh, I really need to touch on some subjects, but not tonight. Tonight is about motivation. Tonight is about getting off your ass and going out and doing something. I don't give a shit what it is. I mean, don't rob a bank. Don't be stupid. But I mean, go out and go do something. You know, I like to lay in bed and I love laying in bed, by the way. So I like to lay in bed and I like to recap my day. Like I lay there and I'm like, I mean, I'll get on TikTok and I'll look at videos and just act like a dumbass, but I lay down and I'm like, man, let's see. Okay. Here's where I fucked up. And I criticize myself. I criticize myself like you would not believe. I criticize myself on this show too. And I sit back and I go, man, you know, what did I do? What can I do to make it better? All right, bet I will talk to this person today because I kind of avoided her or him and I kind of didn't want to speak and I'll talk to that person, you know, and it's just goal after goal after goal. And the little ones, man, they make such a huge difference. See, Junk, that's awesome, man. Set after his retirement, lose my fat ass. I was at 310 pounds. Now you're down to 210. Bro, that's fucking kudos, man. For real. I don't remember you being 310 though. I mean, I also haven't seen you in a few years, but I'm staying. That's badass. And you're motivated. And you know what? Because there's a reason. Okay. There's only like three real reasons why people go to the gym. Lose weight, right? Build up stamina, build up the blood and let the blood circulate. And you want to look good naked. That's about it. I mean, what else is there? I mean, I don't want to pick up fucking Buicks and little Skylarks and Hummers and shit. I don't want to bench press that. I want to look decent. I want to feel good about myself. I want to, I mean, I don't even like taking my shirt off in public. I won't even do it. I hate it. I hate the way I feel, but I know what I have to do. I know what goal I have to check. I know what I need to do. And I'm getting myself pumped up and motivated, ready to fight. Bro, a lot of people are, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's, but like I said, man, if you have like a little project or, you know, just knock it out, do it. You know, your woman probably has a little project that, you know, it's not just like a honey-do list. She probably, you know, whatever your wife enjoys doing or your girlfriend enjoys doing or whatever, you have to be supportive of that too. I don't give a fuck if it's sewing beads on strings and just doing the little whatever, you know. She enjoys doing it. Why would you knock her down, man? Build it up. You need to surround yourself with people that hype you. You need to surround yourself with people that are not going to knock you down, but you also need to surround yourself with the people that will, that if you can take constructive criticism, you need to surround yourself with constructive criticism. You need to take it. You know, I shoot ideas all over the place and I listen to them. I listen to the ideas. I'm that person and I absorb everything and then I put my little spin on it and see what happens. But yeah, it's you just have to continuously evolve. That's what humans do. That's what we do is we evolve. We just keep you know, we just keep going. You know, I have a thing on my Facebook, and on my Facebook, and it actually says, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, you know? And that is probably one of the truest statements I think I've ever, I mean, there's a lot more, but that's probably one of the ones that have like really stuck with me throughout the years. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And I like that one. That's probably one of my favorites. I mean, I can't remember like a few of them off the top of my head. But I mean, you know, the big man Bassin. I mean, dude quit his job to go chase a dream, and he's doing it. You know, Clinton. I know Clinton. He works on cars, but he's striving every day to be better than he was the other day or yesterday. I know that for a fact. Junk, he's an entrepreneur. I mean, he's constantly changing what he's trying to accomplish. And I mean, when I had my shop, you know, I was constantly you have to be self-motivated. And I was, you know, and I had to do my thing. And you constantly evolve your craft. You constantly evolve your craft. Yeah, for real. Tillman. I know, man. Junk, I'm gonna talk about this shit. Not tonight. I don't want to talk about it tonight. I told everybody the show's gonna be about motivation, you know, getting off your ass and just doing something, man. Make yourself happy, make your partner happy, make people happy. I know what's happening right now, and it's just really just it bro, you're throwing out these like one words, Tillman, fire. It's hard to follow what's happening with you right now. But I mean, we're going to talk about everything right now. We're going to talk about it next week. I think I'm going to jump on it and shoot the shit for a minute and get everybody's, you know, opinions and ideas and everything else, because, oh my God, you're high right now. I know you are. I can smell you over here, and you're like 30, 45 miles away from me. And you know what's funny? And so if you got kids, right? Okay, so big man, so if you have kids, when you're motivated, you have to, you have eyes watching you, so you can't fail, right? I mean, you can, but you can't, because to these little eyes, whether it be 2, 4, 6, 8, I don't know how many kids you want to have, but if you've got all these little eyeballs staring at you, that's what you've got to watch, you know, because you've always got them watching you. You always do. So if they see you doing push-ups every day, they're going to want to do push-ups like you every day. You know, if they see you doing sit-ups every day, they're going to want to be just like you and do sit-ups every day. And that's the cool thing. You are their idol. You are definitely who they look up to. You know, you're like their mentor. You're the plumber. You're the mechanic. You're the shit, the landscaper, you're everything to them. And it's so innocent and everything, and it's beautiful. You want 4 kids? Well, you better scale that shit back. 4 kids. Or 4 eyes. I'm hoping it's only 4 eyes. 2 kids would be good. 2 kids are good. 3 kids, pretty good. 4, kind of pushing it. Yeah, kids. You're not getting four kids, bro. I'm sorry. No, 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 no. You need to, no, no, no. Yeah, junk. Yeah, I know, man. I know. And, you know, and that's kudos because, I mean, you do, you've got your kids, they watch you, they pay attention, man. And, but what you're doing right now is great. You know, you've got your business and you're being self-sustaining, self-sufficient, bro. You're kicking ass. So that's fucking mad kudos. For future fishing buddies, for sure, man, for sure. Oh yeah, man, Clinton, you are not wrong, bro. They do watch everything. I mean, everything. Golly, I remember when my kids were younger, we used to sit down and watch the UFC, and Aiden really liked Chuck Liddell. He liked the mohawk, so I cut the kid's hair in a mohawk, just like Chuck Liddell's, and they thought they were just Billy Badass, and it was just so cool. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna cut my hair like them too. So I did, and all three of us were rocking mohawks. I mean, there's nothing you're not gonna do for those kids, you know what I mean? There's nothing. And you're going to continuously change for them, and you're going to continuously be motivated for them, and they're going to actually motivate you because you've got those eyes staring at you. And guess what? That's going to motivate you. Yeah, he's going to have to back that number down a little bit. I mean, for real, four kids, bro? No, man. No. I get it, future fishing buddies, but man, how many thousands of dollars of diapers you're going to use? Just diapers, fucking diapers or formula. Blech. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Now you say five. No, you better hope that woman has got them childbearing hips, boy. Because let me tell you, sometimes if it's her first one and she pops out one for you, a lot of times they're going to be like, no, she'll give you two. She might hook it up with three, but let me tell you, bro, they don't just walk. The girls don't just walk around and go, I want like nine kids. It's they pop one and they're like, okay, wait a minute. Second one might be like, oh shit, I did not know this. And the third one is like, we got this. Bathe him in mud. He's awesome. Junk, you've got four yourself, 18, 16, 14, and 7. What? I've got mine are 15, 16. Mormons. Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm telling you, bro, it's not going to happen. They don't just run around going, hey, man, check this out. I want like nine kids from you. They don't do that shit. You pop one. Matt, I told Matt a million times before, his pullout game is so weak, he can't even pull out of a driveway. Oh, but, you know, Matt's even an entrepreneur. So, I mean, you definitely have, like, these group of people that are in here that know exactly what I'm talking about. You're self-motivated. You've got... these you just have it, and it, you got twins. Yeah, you might. Damn, yeah, you might get twins. This is why Matt works like 1,000 jobs. You know, if he was living in Florida, he would be Jamaican, because if I'm not mistaken, Jamaicans have like 6 full-time jobs. Hustle baby, OnlyFans. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start doing an OnlyFans page. I'm just going to post up guns and shit. Shooting guns. Check out this revolver. Notice I revolver, my pistol, shotgun, my semi-automatic giraffe gun that shoots real string beans. But for real, man, for real, you know, the whole fucking, the whole motivation thing, man, I'm telling you, everybody in here knows it. You have to keep it up. I mean, it's okay to sit back, take it easy, relax, sit on the couch, whatever, get fat and happy for a little bit, but man, get your ass back up and get back to work. We have work to do. And then of course, you know, and of course, just being men, you know, that's, we're just bred to work. It's instilled in us. Work. You'll be on, you, Matt, what show? You'll be on the entrepreneur show? Fuck yeah. That's what I should do, is get like entrepreneurs on. Talk shit. Because it's long hours. You know, it's not like an easy feat. It's long hours. I remember, golly, there were days, months, actually. I remember working like 2 or 3 months straight and working 13, 14, 15, 16-hour days because it was just the clientele. And people are like, oh, it's so good owning your own business. Oh, it's so good having your own business. And you're like, eh, yeah, it's all right. But guess what? It's not the fact that you're working for yourself. You know, that's awesome because you just don't have the boss to tell you what to do. You are the boss. That's the cool part. But the shitty part is that your bosses are your customers, your clientele, your intake. That clientele and that intake is definitely the ones that they're the ones that pay your bills, and it is a lot more work. And everybody's like, you must make so much money. No, I don't, because majority of my freaking money is going back into the shop. We're definitely going to have a conversation on this one. You know what I mean? For sure. And you'll see, and anybody who wants to figure out how to start your own business, man, I'm telling you, that would be the show to jump on. What's up, Lunchbox? It is the Vanilla Gorilla. Watch out. But yeah, it's definitely a lot of fucking work and stress. Junk doesn't get stressed out anymore. That's for sure. I know that for a fact. And tell me I'm wrong. I'm still looking. Okay, Junk, I know what you do. I don't want everybody else to know what you do just yet. But I need somebody to be an opposing force for you. But so, because I want to get you on the show and I want an opposing force. If that makes any sense. If you're not listening, I love it. I want to see that on TikTok. I really do. If you're not listening to the Gorilla Lounge, then where the hell you at? So everybody's posting that on TikTok. And I think I am the only one that posted, like, does this remind you of, like, those beer commercials? Like, weather. And then everybody would do the. In what form? Junk, I think in the whole form. You know what I mean? Like an opposing force. Like, nope, we don't need this, period. And I want to see a really good. Not like an argument or anything, but definitely like different point of views. You know what I mean? Like, I really want to see that on the show. That's what I've been looking for. And so far, everybody is for it and they're not against it. So I don't know. Kind of like a debate. Yeah. Kind of like a debate, big man. I kind of want to see that because I think it would be a really good show for sure. Like not just people like iPhone is a better phone than Samsung because iPhone has glass that's not. Wait a minute. No, it is made from Samsung. iPhone has plastic that's not made in China. No, it is made in China. Well, iPhone has no headphone jack. You know what I mean? I don't want that. I want like a solid, like medical reasons. Yeah. About what you do, my man. Get with the program, son. Get with the program. About what you do. Yes. But I think, honestly, I think it would be a good, I really do think it would be a good show. It'd be a fucking epic topic. Hmm. I got to turn these around so everybody can see the new one. Debate class? Yeah. I never went to one. But man, I'll tell you, I'm all about it. And again, that goes right back to like square one. If you're interested in stuff like that, then go do it, you know, and stay focused into it. It just, everything kind of folds back to each other. Everything kind of fills back into it. But yeah, I mean, I'm down because it's just, like I said, I think it would be a great show. Because I know there's somebody out there. I know there has to be somebody out there. And I was going to say something, but, you know, in the billions and billions of Americans, I'm pretty sure that somebody, yeah, I know there's pointless laws. I know. So anyway, getting motivated, okay, to get to that level, set yourself one specific achievable goal. Think about how to include that goal in your life and what you need to make it happen. Put a time frame on it, right? Put a time frame, put a time stamp. I want to try to achieve this goal. I want to be able to run 2 miles, right, by the end of the year, like nonstop, just run it. And hopefully without getting winded or whatever. That's a goal. That's actually achievable because it's what? We're walking into September, October, November, December. That's 3 months to be able to run, what, 2 miles, right? You should be able to blow past that. But that's staying motivated. That's staying on a consistent track. And that is actually a short-term goal. That is a very achievable short-term goal. Break your goal into small, easy tasks and set regular reminders. That's a given, okay? You have to fucking do some stuff like that. Use your family and friends as support. I mean, here's the thing. If they're not supporting you, find a new support group, okay? Just find a new support group. Some people just don't want to be, they're not supportive, period. It doesn't matter. Friends, family, it doesn't matter. They're just not supportive. Because they don't understand or they don't like what you do or whatever. It's just going to happen. Okay. But find your supportive goal, find your support system, your team. Okay. I actually have a really good team, a really good support team. And I love every single one of them. Let's see. Yeah. And they're going to encourage you to stay motivated. Okay. It's just, you have to. And Matt, like I said earlier, before I think you came on, take the constructive criticism, right? I mean, you should always take the constructive criticism and not get like butthurt because maybe you did something wrong, right? And then somebody pointed it out and you're like, oh shit. Hey man, so check this out. So, right? Take the constructive criticism and don't be a little punk about it. Just take it. Because if you want to grow and you want to achieve something, you have to take that freaking constructive criticism. Ways you can keep on track. I'm reading them. They're all sitting right here. I'm just relaying them to y'all. Okay. Make your goal part of your routine. Okay. Daily apps, whatever. Make it a daily routine. Make your bed, like that one video that was floating around. Positive self-talk is important and is effective in managing your depression or anxiety. Instead of saying I can't, say I can try it. So another thing that I do, believe it or not, every so often when I sit back and I look at myself in the mirror and I look dead at myself in the mirror and I'm like, all right, It's time to get out of this funk. You've been in this long enough. You know what you need to do, and it's time to do it. So do it. Right? That's me, though. Me and Matt have talked, and he says when he wakes up in the morning, he says he gives thanks, like, thanks for my breath, you know, thanks. Thank you for my kid's health. Thank you for my wife's health, you know, so forth and so on. And every day it'll start off really small, but every day it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And man, and it makes you feel better, period. It will make you feel better. If you do just little things for yourself, it'll help you feel a lot better. Ways to stay motivated. You can't debate. Normally just ended up telling people to go kick rocks. Yeah. I don't mind debating. I like debates, but see, like there's a guy that popped on one of my TikTok lives called Ranger Davis. And he said the difference between a debate and a discussion is a debate is for winning and losing. A discussion is for education. And that's true. It really is 100%. He's a 100% fact. So I posted a TikTok. He ended up commenting, and I told him, I said, I'm going to have to disagree because I'm going to disagree with this. And he said something, and I said, I'm going to disagree with you again. And certain things that he said, I was like, I'm just going to have to disagree because I did not see the way he was trying to perceive it. And I just disagreed with him. He's been changed, Clinton. So I was like, I don't care, but I'm going to have to disagree because certain things that he said, it just didn't add up. And I was like, no, where did you get your facts? I need facts. I'm not the person to just throw out opinionated facts. Like, I'm not just going to get on a website and just pull like the first little thing that I read and go, oh, this is fact. And it was something from like 2012 or 2011 that was said and taken out of context. That's not how I operate. I will look at it. I will read it. I will investigate more and more and more and more. I don't go through, oh, fact checks. I don't go through any of these things. If I'm really interested in something, I continuously focus and I read it, and then I'll go, okay, that doesn't sound right. If a word is misplaced or misspelled, I focused it on something else. And I'm like, you know what? That doesn't look right. And I get my facts from other avenues, and I'm down. So it's kind of like, anyway, I'll bring it up next week. I don't want to talk about it this week. Yeah, he did come into the live that day, and he was actually very good, you know. But when he popped in on one of the comments or whatever, the comment thread, and I was like, dude, bro, I don't see what you're seeing. I need to know where did you find that? And since I asked them that, where did you find it? And there was nothing there. So I don't know if he's just ignoring it or if he's just not on ticket, you know, whatever. I'm an advocate for waking and baking. You need to talk to Junk. let's see. Grow your goals and progress. Seeing progress is a great motivator in itself, and it also improves your self-esteem. Come on. We knew that, right? Yeah, you can. I don't mind, because I mean, you're going to be at your house. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like I don't have a studio. Yeah, I don't have a studio, so it would just be like a Zoom style. Not yet. I really want to get a studio one day for sure. I'd love to be doing this shit full time because that's how fun it is. Continuously set new goals. Think about what you want to achieve next week, next month, next year. Tackle one goal at a time so you don't feel overwhelmed. And that's really hard to do for a lot of people. Especially people with ADD, we do feel like we're overwhelmed because our mind is going to go, I need to do this. And then you move over and you're like, okay, you start doing this and you're like, okay. And then you come over here and you start doing this. And then you come over here and start doing this. And it just, then you get overwhelmed and you just go sit down. And it's how it is. But set a reminder, do it. And like Matt says, you will get there, period. You're going to get it. And it is big, man. It's definitely a goal. It's a long-term goal, but it's definitely a goal. I want to get a studio. I want to have a studio. I want to have the guests come out and everything. Yeah. I'm in a pizza shop because of my brick wall. Looks like I'm going to have to just change this brick wall now. Always told the alcoholics and addicts to try one meal at a time. Absolutely. You have to. And that's it. It's just one thing at a time. Find a mentor. Keep the momentum up. It takes 3 months to develop a new habit. See, everybody's saying 2 weeks. It takes 3 months to develop a new habit. So keeping the momentum and routine helps it feel more automatic over time. Just that's how it is. You know what I mean? Surround yourself with positive people. We've said this before. Surround yourself with your hype team, with your team that is like, hey, man, so check this out. Here's what I plan on doing. What do you think? And then they're going to tell you if it's a true person, a true friend, they're going to give you the true answer. You might not like it, but they're going to give you the true answer. They're going to be like, well, what if you tried this? You know what I mean? Or what about do that and then try this a little bit later or whatever, right? And that's just what's going to happen. Or they're going to be like, bro, I don't think that's going to work. See, and you do it and you change it. You change your setup. You change everything about it. Use exercise as one of your four daily goals to improve your mental health. Yeah. So I go to the gym damn near every morning. I walk. I try to keep my blood circulating, try to keep everything moving, try to keep just because they say that the exercise is the best against high blood pressure. I don't have like super high blood pressure. I don't want everybody thinking that I'm going to fucking sit over here and stroke out one day, but it's up there. It's climbing. I'm getting older. Everything's slowing down. You know, the testosterone, of course, is slowing down. I'm getting tired a lot faster and I've realized it, but I also get up at like 3:30 in the morning and go hit the gym. So, but I'm also recovering from knee surgery from last year and everybody that remembers that. So it's a slow progress. It's a definite slow progress. So I haven't really ran on it. I haven't really put a lot of weight on it because I am overweight and I don't want to overdo it. So there's contributing factors back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But that's me. I know what I have to do and, it's going to happen. So, hey, big man, you see that? Reach your goals and see if they're realistic in the time frame you have set. You may need to break your own goal down further into smaller and more achievable goals. Remember why you wanted to get motivated or reach that goal in the first place. You can't lose your sight, okay? You can't lose your focus. You can't. So, like I said, it's okay to drop back every once in a while, but man, got to get back up on it. Get back up on that fucking horse. Ride it. Ride that horse. Sometimes you just need to take a break and start afresh. Right? So that's it. So that's what I'm saying. Have the show in a gorilla exhibit. Really? Like the zoo? I should just go sit at the zoo. This is bullshit. Green screen with some effects would be dope. I totally agree with like lightning and shit. Oh, you guys, I love y'all. And you know what's great about it? You know what's great is that y'all are supporting me, and I appreciate every single one of you for supporting me, because supporting me helps me get the views, helps me get the traffic that I'm going to need to succeed, because I'm trying to get sponsorships. I'm trying to get all of that. It will help with the show. It will help with guests. The more people that subscribe to the YouTube channel, it looks better with guests. You know, it looks better. And I try to get people on and do everything I can. And that's because of y'all. And that's 100% because of y'all. And there's a lot of people that don't understand how this podcast works. They all think, oh, I'm not going to tune in. I'm not going to listen to it. Well, you don't, you can watch it. It's everything. You guys see it all the time. It's very interactive. It's like a Zoom meeting in a way. It's very interactive. We could sit back and shoot the shit, and whoever I've got on the screen can watch the comment section and everything else. And that's what I like. I like the interaction. And I take the audio version, I take the audio version of this, and then I dump it onto Spotify and all of that. So just a memorial video of Harambee behind me. He'll be right here. R.I.P. Harambee. But you guys are my hype team. You guys keep me going. You guys keep me motivated. So, and that's what I like. That's what I like to the R.I.P. to the OG. Yeah, he was golden. But like I said, man, that's what I like. You know, I've got 694 on YouTube, 600 and almost 700 subscribers on YouTube. I dropped 3 on the audio version of the show. I think it was because of last week's episode, and that's okay. I guess you think that I'm always going to be talking about politics. I really try to steer away from it, but when it comes to like big shit like that's happening now, it's the talk. Yeah, Matt, it's definitely climbing, bro, and it's unreal. It's unreal when you look at it and you say 694 and you're like, holy shit, I could have 1,000 by the end of the year. And that's the goal. That's what I want. That's my end game. By the end of this year, I want to see 1,000. You're talking 300 more subscribers. It's doable. But I mean, it's all of y'all. I mean, it's every single one of y'all, you know, sharing an episode or like me, every so often I go back and I listen to just the ads on the past podcasts, because then that generates the revenue. It's lame. I know it's lame, but it helps generate the revenue and it helps push the number up. So that way more sponsors can look at me, but I also need more subscribers on the Spotify and all those other ones. So see, and I appreciate it. I think it is doable. I think it's a possibility. I really do. Because I mean, out of nowhere, the podcast video, or not the podcast, I'm sorry, the body cam video that I posted, that video now has got like 210,000 views. I still get hits on it. And then the TikTok numbers went up. I'm like at 12,000 now. Like I said, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Do y'all love when I want to make them see it? Yeah. I mean, you know, just subscribe to it. I mean, just click that button and be like, I hooked you up. It just helps. It helps the show out. It helps, you know, it'll help me out. It helps the show, and it helps the growth, because the more traffic, the more it's being seen and more it's being broadcast, man. And that's what helps me out. And then in turn, you know, you guys are the OGs. You guys have been here since the very beginning. You guys were here when some of you have been here from the very beginning. Some of you came in probably about halfway, but it's all love. And I dig it. I really do dig it. I really do appreciate it. I mean, I'm all about supporting people. Like when Matt had his business, I mean, he'd send me pictures of like tile work that he did in a shower. You think I didn't support that? Here you go. I'd send it out. Okay, like that's the first time I'll ever say that. Yeah, same. But you know, and it Lunchbox, man, I'm telling you, it's nothing but love, and I really do truly appreciate every single one of you. Clinton's been around shit since this time last year, huh? When I've been doing TikTok lives. And then since that account now is banned from going live, I'm trying to build up the other one just so I can go live and kind of do it hush hush. So if you're not following me on that other TikTok account, go hit it up, because I think I've got like, I don't know, 80. Oh, Gorilla Lounge will go to the moon. Oh my God. I really hope so. I really do. I really do. I want to hang out with the best of them. You know what I mean? I want to joke. I want to have fun. I want to have a great time. Matt, you didn't pull out. That's the thing, bro. You didn't pull out late. You just didn't pull out. Period. Anyway, you guys, I appreciate it. Let me end y'all with. Hold on. Look. Okay, just so you know, if you're funny. So, oh my God. Posted another video and it was kind of crazy right now. Anyway, TikTok's going nuts tonight. So anyway, you know, you guys, I love you. I really do. I really appreciate every single one of you that helped me throughout this wonderful journey. I have a blast doing it, if you can't tell. Before the first, if you ever watch like the first couple episodes, I was a little nervous. The first few, I've been nervous. Now it's like, I don't even care. Flip out the phone. Y'all check this out. You know what I mean? What was I going to do? I'm going to look up a motivational quote real quick. So, yeah, it fucking does. Just remember, the thing worth holding on to would not have let go. That was a good one. Be who you want to be and not what the others want to see. That's it. That's it for tonight. Did y'all hear that one? Or do I need to repeat it? I probably need to repeat it. Be who you want to be and not what others want to see. Do it, right? Be who you want to be and not what others want to see. Okay? You guys, I really do appreciate it. Next week is going to be off the chain. I think I'm going to go over segregation and vaxxers and anti-vaxxers. I'm going to be on over Twitter. I know I said ban Twitter and all that, but that's where a lot of like really good info is coming from. So yeah, I am on Twitter. Unfortunately, I don't really post anything. I just screenshot and kick it over. Yeah. Lunchbox. Every time, if it's just me by myself, I try to keep it about an hour. It's kind of hard to, keep a conversation up, you know, but I try my best. I really didn't realize it was an hour until I just looked up at it. I was like, oh shit, it's an hour already. But I really do appreciate you. Every single one of y'all. Next week, bring in your comments and everything, because we are going to go crazy. We're going to go, Hambry, right? Isn't that his name? Hambry. We're going to go ham hard as a motherfucker about what's happening. We're going to do it again. We're going to go with vaxxers, anti-vaxxers, maskers, anti-maxxers, maskers. We're going to go Biden. We're going to do it all. My Twitter, I don't post anything on there. Let me find it. I just did it like the other day. What is my, how do I find my handle? Oh my God. Yeah, we're totally going to be talking about this shit next week. Yeah. Where it's how do I find my Twitter handle? It's the same as my TikTok, vanilla_gorilla21 or at vanilla gorilla. I don't know, y'all might not be able to see that. What is that blinking? Anyway, there it is. There's the handle. Okay, you got it. So, yeah, Harambe. So, definitely going to we're definitely going to be doing that. We're going to be discussing this. I didn't want to do it this week. I didn't want to do it this week because we did it last week. I really want to do it next week just because of it's going to be after the 31st. And I know there's going to be more shit happening. And I'm not a fan. So y'all know my views. Anyway, you guys, peace, love, and hair grease. You guys, I really appreciate it. I really do. Y'all support me, and I can't thank you enough. So you guys be good, be safe, have a great weekend. Go kick ass. I mean, you can, if you have to go kick ass. I mean, don't do it like literally, but if you only if you have to. But I mean, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Post the Twitter link on Instagram. I might. I hate Twitter though, y'all. I really do because that son of a bitch is a jerk. I really don't like him and I'm supporting him just by having an account. Anyway, I will. I'll post it. I'll post everything up. But definitely check it out on all the podcasts, the audio, Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Breakers. What's another one? Fuck, what's another one? Google Podcast. It's all over. The whole show is everywhere. So you guys, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate all you guys. Like I said, the love and support. I can't thank you enough. Stay salty. So I will see y'all later, next week, same time, same great channel. All right. Hit the subscribe, like, share, whatever it takes. Let's blow this motherfucker up. Fun fact, the logo of Twitter, the bird's name is Larry. So sweet. Yeah, same great channel, same great time, same great place. Like I said, we're gonna go crazy next week. I'm gonna start making some stuff for next week and blast it out. So we'll see what we get. Be excited, get pumped. All right, you guys, love you. I'll see y'all later next week. Next week it is. So peace and hair grease.